This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Glendale, Arizona tonight, the college football season comes to an end. There, Auburn and Oregon play in the BCS championship game. It's been a long, often exciting season, but one tinged by scandal. Top-flight college football and scandal are not a new pair. Over the years, there's been a steady drumbeat of incidents, athletes running afoul of the many NCAA rules on recruiting and eligibility. But scandal has touched two of this month's premier bowl games, including tonight's. And as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, that has stirred new rumblings about reform.
It's been more than a month since the NCAA told Auburn quarterback Cam Newton he could play tonight. The NCAA decided Newton didn't know his dad was trying to work a pay-for-play deal with another school that was recruiting Cam. The investigation reportedly continues, and there's still some suspicion rattling around that Newton knew what his dad was up to and shouldn't have been declared eligible for tonight's game. No such suspicion in downtown Scottsdale yesterday, at least among the thousands of blue and orange clad Auburn fans who gathered for a huge pep rally. And to Brian King's credit, the 40-year-old from Selma, Alabama, didn't spit any of the tobacco he had stuffed in his lower lip on me.
Should Cam Newton be able to play in this game?
I think he should. They don't have any concrete evidence on him, but until they have concrete evidence, they can't stop him from playing.
Besides, said his buddy James Roberts, also from Selma, maybe we need to point that finger of suspicion elsewhere.
You know, the NCAA, here lately, it seems like they're making their own rules up anyway.
Roberts was referring to that equally controversial NCAA decision allowing several Ohio State players to play in last week's Sugar Bowl, even though they'd been suspended for multiple games next season because of rules violations.
I understand why that case causes people to scratch their head.
But NCAA President Mark Emmert says the association merely was following a rule that let the Ohio State players play in the bowl game. It's a rule, says Emmert, like the rule that paved the way for the Cam Newton decision, that could be modified in the future. But is that the best response to an endless parade of scandal? Tweak the rules or change the system? Law professor Peter Gopplerud advocated for change in a series of articles in the mid-1990s. Gopplerud advocated for paying players. He says all these years later, the need for reform is as great, if not greater, with so much money coming into schools from revenue-generating sports.
The University of Texas, a year ago, being the first school ever to pass the $10 million mark in annual revenues just from royalties from licensed products.
Mark Emmert says, we will not and should not ever pay athletes. Scholarships are sufficient, he says, and the NCAA offers emergency funds for when they're not. Besides, Emmert asserts this image of athletic departments awash in cash just isn't true. Last year, he says, only 14 schools in the country had athletic programs running in the black. All the more reason, says sports agent Donald Yee, to push reform even farther.
I think there are better business models out there, more innovative business models that can be more efficient economically.
Yee says the NCAA's tight reins on amateurism and player compensation prevent him even from offering bottled water to college athletes who visit his LA office. The business model he's promoting pays players. More dramatically, it has the university put out for bid the rights to operate the football program to a third party, a hedge fund, private equity company, or a wealthy alum. Yee uses the example of UCLA.
UCLA would negotiate within that agreement certain profit splits with that private third party, and the private third party would do all of the work in operating the entire program.
It would be, Yee admits, a professional college football program, albeit adorned with all the trappings of a college team, the same trademarks, uniforms, marching bands. It would, he says, end the charade that business doesn't permeate top-flight college football. To all this, the NCAA's Emmert says, basically, when pigs fly. But Yee says it doesn't matter the NCAA won't budge. College sports are fluid. Look at, for instance, all the recent shifting of college conferences, with money being the driving force. For now, college players like Cam Newton himself think about what it would mean to get a piece of the financial pie.
Would I like players to get paid? You know, I'd be lying and saying that I wish we could get paid, but do we? No.
Will they? Reformers hope it happens legally. Tom Goldman, NPR News.